Precious Lord Jesus, we come into your presence this morning.
宝贵的主耶稣基督，我们现在来到你的同在里。
This is a time, Lord, that your leaders kneel before you.
就在这个时候，你教会的领袖们都跪在你的面前。
We gather around your feet.
我们都聚在你的脚前。
Open our ears to hear your voice.
开我们的耳朵去听见你的声音。
And to speak your words.
对我们说你的话。
We thank you for your presence.
主啊，我们感谢你的同在。
You said my presence will go before you.
你说你的同在要在我们前面行。
And you will give us peace.
你会给我们平安。
We invite you to have your way.
主啊，今天早晨我们欢迎你来到我们当中。
During this holy season, when you came into the world,
在这个圣洁的季节，你来到这个世上。
We want more of you.
我们盼望更多得着你。
We want to come and adore you.
我们要来敬拜赞美你。
We lift you higher, Jesus.
主啊，我们要更高的高举你。
That all the world may see you.
所以世界都可以看到你。
Pour out your spirit upon us.
主啊，把你的灵浇灌在我们当中。
Make us a blessing in this world.
让我们成为这世上的祝福。
We no longer want to live for ourselves.
我们不再只是为自己活。
We want to live to glorify you.
我们要为你的荣耀而活。
Let your light shine upon us.
让你的光照在我们身上。
Shine into every crevice of our heart.
照在我们心最深的地方，各个角落。
That we may be filled with your light.
让我们都被你的光充满。
And we may carry the light to the dark world.
让我们带这个光到黑暗的世上。
In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
奉主耶稣的名祷告， Amen.
Here we are again, leaders gathered at the feet of Jesus.
我们又在一起，我们这些做领袖的聚在耶稣的脚前。
And Sister Ruth is with us too. It's good to see her.
郭牧师也在这里，很高兴看到他。
And Alice has a song prepared.
圣秋姐妹为我们预备了一首诗歌。
借我赐恩福，在马太福音第五章十四节那里讲到，他说你们是世上的光，曾照在山上，是不能隐藏的，人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮了一家的人。你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。哈利路亚，赞美主，赞美主。在真实生命崎岖道路中，多少人困倦悲伤，黑暗漫步会把真光照亮，使忧伤者变欢畅。借我赐恩福，借我赐恩福，借我生命，荣耀主。借我赐恩福，救主听我求， 诉说耶稣基督慈爱故事，诉说他赦罪大能，别人信主要见你去见证，生活时刻像明灯。借我之恩福，借我之恩福，借我生命，荣耀主。之恩福，救主听我求，借我之恩福，使他人得救。将主赦罪大能并他大爱，快快向人去传扬。你若没事没客或出真实，别人就难归向主。借我之恩福，借我之恩福，借我生命，荣耀主。借我之恩福，救主听我求。借我之恩福，使他人得救。借我之恩福，借我之恩福，借我生命，荣耀主。借我之恩福，救主听我求。借我之恩福，使他人得救。
哦，哈利路亚，赞美主，赞美主。是的，主啊，在这个世上还有许许多多这一些流离失散的羊。主，你来到这世上就是要寻找这一些失散的羊。主啊，而我们是神你所拣选的。哦，主啊，我们都是蒙恩的罪人。主，我们所这个救赎的恩典都是白白得来的。哦，主啊，我们也是要白白的，哦，要这样子，哦，给人。哈利路亚，主，就求你来帮助我们，也真的是来制作我们，好使我们的生命能够经过主的制作，能为主发光，能够散发出主的馨香，能够吸引人，能够带领人来认识你。哦，哈利路亚，主啊，我们知道我们都是软弱的，主啊，我们也知道我们不能做什么，我们唯有来依靠你，唯有来依靠你，单单相服于你。
哦，主啊，我们说我们在这里，求主你来使用，你来使用，哦，使人得到更大的祝福。主，我们赞美你，赞美你，哈利路亚，赞美你。我们也在主的面前恳切的祈求，哈利路亚，主啊，我们就在这，让主来使用，让主来使用。哦，让这个小小卑微的器皿能够成为主你所使用的，赞美神，赞美神，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
Hallelujah, glory to Jesus.
哈利路亚，荣耀归耶稣。
The Lord Jesus is with us.
主耶稣现在与我们同在。
This is our Christmas leadership class.
这是我们圣诞节的领袖的课。
And we are all gathered at the feet of Jesus.
我们都聚在耶稣的脚前。
There's one word he gave me for our class, and that was light.
主给了我，一个字，为这堂课就是光。
If you come to the USA and maybe other parts of the world, at Christmas you see many lights.
如果你在美国或是世界上其他的地方，圣诞节的时候，我们看到许多的灯。
We put a light in our window too. My husband put the star on the door.
我们也在我们自己家的窗户上挂了一些灯，还有放了一个星。
And then we happened to have an angel that he could put out to show it's all about Jesus.
我们把一个灯，把一颗星放在我们的门上，而且我们放了一个天使，来告诉大家，圣诞节是关乎耶稣的。
Some people try to make more lights than anybody else in the neighborhood.
有些人他们要把他们的家装饰得比其他的家更亮、更多的灯。
But it's good to see light because it reminds us Jesus is the light of the world.
当我们看到灯的时候，就想到耶稣基督，他是世上的光。
That's what we read in the gospel.
我们读福音书的时候。
Hallelujah. And the world is so desperate for light.
因为这个世界上何等的需要光！
We are to be so filled with His light that we can shine in a dark place.
我们应该被他的光充满，而在这个黑暗的世上为他发光。
That the world may see Him and find Him in us.
让这个世界因看见我们而找到耶稣，而看见他。
This is his purpose for coming.
这就是他来的目的。
It's a glorious coming.
他神圣的来到，他
We
荣耀的
know
来
that in the
到。
beginning, if we look at Genesis 1, verse 3, we find that God spoke light into existence.
因为在起初，就在我们在创世纪第一章第三节就看见神说要有光。就有了光。
And in John chapter 8, verse 12, we read, I am the light of the world.
然后在约翰福音第八章12节，我们又看见耶稣说："我是世上的光。
Even the prophet Isaiah said in chapter 2, verse 5, Come, let us walk in the light of the Lord.
”以赛亚在第二章。以赛亚书第二章第五节也说：“来吧，我们在耶和华的光中行走。
Remember, Jesus said, if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light.
”主耶稣也自己告诉我们：“你们的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明。
What does it mean to have a single eye?
”那什么意思？说我们的眼睛就嘹亮呢？
It means our focus is on him at all times.
就是说，我们整个的心思都是注意在他身上的。
Whether waking or sleeping, the running current of our thought is Jesus.
不管是白天晚上睡觉醒来，我们的心思都在耶稣身上。
King David found that secret. He tells us, "The Lord is my light and salvation."
大卫王他发现了这个秘诀，他自己在诗篇里说：“耶和华是我的亮光，是我的拯救。”
He says, "Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life."
他还说：“我还怕谁呢？耶和华是我性命的保障。”
Whom shall I be afraid of?
我还惧谁呢？
That's maybe you've memorized Psalm 27. That's verse 1.
这在诗篇27篇第一节。
I remember hearing a story that in the war, one of the leaders had put into his pocket Psalm 27, verse 1.
我还记得当战争的时候，有一个神的仆人，他在他的口袋里面就抄写了这个诗篇27篇第一节。
And when bullets were flying, they hit his pocket.
当在战争的时候，子弹到处的飞，而且其中一个打到他的口袋。
But when they opened that scripture, it was at Psalm 27.
但是他们打开这个口袋，里面就有诗篇27篇第一节。
And the bullet couldn't go through.
然后这个子弹没有穿越，就被挡住了，被诗篇20这个小纸条这个挡住了。
That was his favorite chapter, Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation.
这是他圣经里面最喜欢的一个诗篇，就是耶和华是我的亮光，是我的拯救。
Even though Jesus tells us that he is the light of the world, isn't that wonderful?
而耶稣他也自己说，他是世上的光。
So if in the country, the place where you live, if you see these lights at Christmas so bright,
所以不管你在什么国家，当你在圣诞节的时候看见这些彩灯，
let it be a reminder that it represents Jesus.
让我们都记得这些灯代表着耶稣。
I found a Christmas card that I really liked, and it just has a beautiful picture of the manger and the light on it.
有一个圣诞卡我非常的喜欢，那就是一个马槽的图片，上面有一个灯。
And the message on it says, "All that matters is Jesus."
而上面的写的字呢，就是说，唯一重要的就是耶稣。
This is what it's all about, Jesus.
因为圣诞节就是关乎耶稣的。
I'm so glad he has taken us to be his children.
我何等的感恩，他接纳我们成为他的儿女。
And even though he tells us, "I am the light of the world," there's something even more wonderful.
虽然他自己说我是世界的光，但是他接下来又告诉我们一件更宝贵的事。
In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, on the Sermon on the Mount,
在马太福音第五章登山宝训
verse 14 through 16,
马太福音第五章14到16节，
Jesus says, "You are the light of the world."
耶稣说，你们是世上的光。
And verse 16, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven."
16节他说，你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
We can easily understand that Jesus is the light of the world.
我们很容易地理解耶稣是世界的光。
He declares it himself, I am the light of the world.
因为他自己宣告他自己就是世界的光。
But at his first sermon in Matthew, he says, you are the light of the world.
但是在马太福音他第一次讲到的时候他却说你们是世上的光。
He wants to shine in us and through us.
因为他希望他能够照在我们里面并且透过我们发光。
The world is so desperately in need of that light to pierce their heart.
因为这世上的人何等的需要这个光来照进他们的心里。
When Jesus lived on the earth, he became the light all around the people.
当耶稣在世上的时候，他就成为他周围人们的光。
But when he went to the cross, he purchased us to be his light.
但是当他上十字架的时候，他买赎了我们，成为他的光。
He just had one physical body.
因为他在世上的时候，他只有一个肉身。
But when he went to the cross and shed his precious blood,
但是当他上了十字架，流出宝血。
That blood, that precious blood, cleansed us from all sin.
那宝血洗净了我们一切的罪。
As he did it for one, each and every one of us leaders.
他也是这样子为我们每一位做领袖的成就了。
And there are times when we have to go back to him and said, Oh, Jesus, wash me now.
但是有的时候我们还是需要回到主耶稣面前说主啊现在求你洗净我。
That verse of that song became so real to me just last month when we were visiting the church that Jack Chow founded.
上个月当我们去拜访周牧师他所创立的教会的时候有一首诗歌是这么的真实我记得
God was manifesting his glory and his presence so mightily
因为神在荣耀中显现这么的真实这么的有能力
All of the leaders there and all of the congregation were praising him
神的显现神的同在这么的真实大家所有的在与会的人都一起敬拜赞美他。
But often times when we sense that great coming of the Lord, we see ourselves the way we are.
常常当我们感受到神荣耀的同在的时候在同时也看见我们自己的本相。
We know that in His light, we will see light.
因为在他的光中，我们必得见光。
Light exposes places in our hearts that need to be cleansed.
因为光来了，就显出我们里面需要洁净的地方。
It was such a powerful coming of the Lord in the midst.
因为当时神的同在这么有能力地来到我们当中。
That I saw in my heart something Jesus wanted to cleanse.
我当时就看见了我身上有一些东西是耶稣想要洁净的。
I remembered an ancient old song that I learned when I was young.
我还记得我在小的时候就学会了一首古老的诗歌。
It's a prayer. It says, So, wash me now.
这是也是一个祷告就说主啊你现在就来洁净我
Without and within
里里外外
Purge me with fire if that must be
如果需要的话用火来洁净我
If only sin dies out in me
只要罪恶能够从我里面除去
Yes, when we've been born again of His Spirit, we find out there are other places that need to be cleansed within us.
是的，当我们因着圣灵而重生的时候，我们发现我们生命中还有其他的地方是需要洁净的。
And sometimes we are very discouraged when we find that out.
有的时候，当我们看见自己的污秽，我们自己很沮丧。
Oh, but Jesus just shows us that He may change us.
但是主耶稣他就是要告诉我们，他可以改变我们。
Let the blood, that precious blood, be applied to our heart and make us clean.
让耶稣基督的宝血在我们的心里洁净我们。
It's not only sin. Sometimes we have a sight of our self-life.
有的时候不光只是罪，还有我们的一些自己的生活行为，我们的老我。
Maybe we spoke the wrong words out of selfishness.
或许我们因着自私说错了话。
Or maybe our hearts were lifted up in pride.
或是我们的心因着高傲而被趾高气扬的起来。
The light of Jesus exposes those things within us.
但是耶稣的光能够暴露我们里面的光景。
Because he wants to cleanse the vessel.
因为他想要洁净他的器皿。
He wants to give us his own spirit.
因为他要把他自己的灵赐给我们。
That's why he came, that he might make us each one lights in the dark world.
这就是他为什么要来，他要把我们每一个人都变成这黑暗世界上的一个光。
There are thousands and millions of Christians today.
今天有成千上万的基督徒。
Jesus can't be everywhere physically.
耶稣他没有办法在肉身里，在全世界的各个地方。
That's why he's calling us to be clean and empty vessels.
但是他呼召我们成为洁净又倒空的器皿。
That he may make us the light of the world.
他把我们变成世上的光。
When people see us, do they see Jesus?
当人看见我们，他们就看见了耶稣。
That's the goal of every leader, I'm sure.
这也是我相信，这也是我们当中做领袖的每一个人的盼望和目标。
Pastor Chow has taught us to wait in the presence of the Lord.
周牧师教导我们要在神面前等候神。
As we get alone with Jesus, as we bow before Him.
当我们在耶稣面前降服，我们在他面前等候。
Changes us from glory to glory.
他就荣上加荣地改变我们。
By beholding him,
接着我们注视他。
We're never going to look like him if we constantly behold ourselves.
如果我们看着，一直都是看着自己，我们没有办法像他。
That's why it's a precious time when we get alone with him and we look up at him.
但是当我们跟他独处的时候，是一个很宝贵的时间，因为我们单单地仰望他，注视他。
He has made the promise that by beholding him, we're changed from glory to glory.
因为他应许我们，当我们注视、仰望他的时候，我们就荣上加荣地被改变。
Hallelujah. Praise
Hallelujah. 感谢赞美神。
As he wants to shine in us and he wants to shine out of us.
因为他希望能够在我们里面光照我们，而且借着我们发光。
I want to read some verses from Ephesians.
来看以弗所书。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
We'll start with verse 18.
Verse
8.
第八节。
For you were once darkness.
从前你们是暗昧的。
But now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light.
但如今在主里面是光明的，行事为人就当像光明的子女。
For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth.
光明所结的果子就是一切的良善、公义、诚实。
Finding out what is acceptable to the Lord.
总要查验何为主所喜悦的事。
And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness.
那暧昧无益的事不要与人同行。
But rather expose them.
倒要责备行这事的人。
For it's shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret.
因为他们暗中所行的，就是提起来也是可耻的。
But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light.
凡是受了责备，就被光显明出来。
For whatever makes manifest is light.
因为一切能显明的，就是光。
Oh, Jesus makes it manifest before our own eyes.
所以主耶稣他光显明在我们的眼前。
Don't be surprised if you draw nearer to him, you will be exposed. Your self-life will be evident.
不要惊讶，当我们来亲近主的时候，我们这个老我就被显明出来。
That's just the sign that he's coming closer to you.
这只是代表着他跟我们更近了。
Verse 14. Therefore he says, Awake, you who sleep.
14节，所以主说，你这睡着的人当醒过来。
Arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light.
从死里复活。基督就要光照你了。
Oh, so wonderful that he's called us to be light in the Lord.
何等的美好，他呼召我们在主里成为光。
And he wants us to walk as children of light.
他要我们行事为人，像光明的子女。
Keep in the light, keep walking in the light.
让我们继续的行事为人，在光明中。
Every time you have your secret time of waiting in His presence, let His light shine on you.
每一次当我们在主的脚前等候，让他的光照在我们身上。
He searches our heart to see if there is some spot on our garment.
他搜寻我们，要看见我们衣服上是不是有什么污点。
But he doesn't leave us in that state. He cleanses us.
但是他不是只是让我们停留在原来的光景，他要来洁净我们。
He applies his precious blood and takes away the darkness.
他用他的宝血除去我们的污秽。
And he causes us to walk in the light.
他让我们可以行在光明中。
His purpose is that we become the light of the world.
因为他的目标是希望我们成为世上的光。
Even from the beginning of the Beatitudes, he's telling us, you are the light.
在登山宝训在八福里面，他也说你是世上的光。
The only way that can be possible if we allow him to have more territory in our heart.
这如何可能呢？除非我们让他更多的在我们身上掌权。
As he has told us, if our eye is single, our whole body will be full of light.
他说我们的眼睛若光明，全身就，我们的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明。
This is the time of the world when we celebrate Christ, the light of the world.
在这个圣诞的季节，我们在庆祝耶稣基督。
But the Lord has been dealing with me recently that he wants to use us to reach out to the world.
主耶稣最近他一直在提醒我，他希望我们能够向世界来传福音。
How are they ever going to know him unless we represent him?
这世界如何能够认识他，除非我们能够代表他。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2.
然后我们再来看腓立比书第二章。
And I want to read 14 to 16.
我们要读腓立比书第二章14到16节。
Do all things without complaining and disputing.
凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论。
That you may become blameless and harmless.
使你们无可指责，诚实无畏。
Children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation.
在这弯曲悖谬的世代，做神无瑕疵的儿女。
Among whom you shine as lights in the world.
你们显在这世代中，好像明光照耀。
Isn't that marvelous?
是不是很奇妙？
And verse 16, holding fast the word of life,
将生命的道表明出来，
so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ that I have not run in vain or labored in vain.
叫我在基督的日子好夸我没有空跑，没有徒劳。
Oh, it is so true that we must do everything without complaining.
何等的正确，就是我们所行的都不要发怨言起争论。
It's so easy to complain.
我们太容易抱怨了。
People complain about the weather. It's supposed to be 100% rain today.
有的人说今天应该100%的下雨啊，他们就在那里抱怨。
And then there's, with complaining comes disputing.
当我们开始抱怨，就会起争论。
And if we remember the children of Israel in the wilderness, the one reason they couldn't go into the promised land was that they murmured and complained.
我们就想起以色列的百姓，他们在旷野中，他们之所以没有办法进入迦南美地，就是因为他们发怨言。
There were only two that entered in, Joshua and Caleb.
只有加勒跟约书亚，他们两个人进入迦南地。
Instead of complaining, they believed God.
他们没有发怨言，而是信靠神，相信神。
They didn't get discouraged.
他们并没有因此而沮丧。
They didn't give in to despair.
他们没有被沮丧打倒。
He said, "We are well able to take the country."
他们说我们上去足能得胜。
I believe they are 80 years old. They said, "I'm still as strong as when I first started."
加勒85岁的时候，他说："我现在跟年轻的时候一样的强壮。"
They lingered in the presence of the Lord, and they were filled with God's courage.
因为当他们，停留在神的同在里面，他们就被神的勇气充满。
Verse 15 in Philippians 2 says, "You become blameless and harmless."
15节他就说，使你们无可指责，诚实无畏。
You become children of God.
让我们成为神的儿女。
Among whom you're going to shine as lights in the world.
在这个弯曲悖谬的世代做神，
There are
像明光照耀。
Practical ways, my husband has really taken an interest in spreading the good news.
想跟大家分享一下实际的经历。我的丈夫，我的弟兄，他就很喜欢传福
I think I told you that he is talking to his doctor and asking him, "Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior?"
我跟你们分享过，他会问他的医生，你是不是已经接受耶稣基督做你的救主啊？
He found out the doctor is a Christian.
后来他发现他的医生是一个基督徒。
And he prays first thing in the morning.
他每天早上第一件事情就是祷告。
He pauses at noon to pray again and in the evening.
然后中午午休的时候也祷告，下午也祷告。
He's an excellent surgeon.
他是一个很棒的外科医生。
But he relies on the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是他依靠耶稣基督。
And of course, you've heard me say how my husband witnesses at the restaurant to the waitress.
你们也听过我说，我的弟兄他在餐馆吃饭的时候，也向服务员传福音。
And every time he does it, my husband is filled with such joy.
每一次他传福音的时候，就充满了喜乐。
The Lord wants us to wake up and be aware of the people we meet.
因为他要我们醒过来，能够感受到我们周围人的需要。
It's not his will that any perish.
因为他不要任何，因为主的意思是不要一人沉，任何人沉沦。
God so loves the whole world.
因为神爱全世界的人。
And he desires our leaders to be so full of light that wherever they go, the light of Jesus shines.
因为 他也要希望我们这些做领袖的心中充满了光，不管我们到哪里，我们都能够为他发光。
Not just among those that are our group in our cell group.
不单只是在我们自己的群聚中，像我们的小组中。
But the Lord would call us to be 24 hours of the day alight.
神呼召我们一天24小时都为他发光。
Maybe you have to have your car fixed today and you go to the garage.
或许你需要今天拿车到修车厂去修。
Let Jesus so be in you that you are listening to his voice.
让主耶稣这样子的充满你，可以使你听见他的声音。
He wants us to be led by his spirit.
他希望我们遵他的圣灵而行，被圣灵引导。
Not by our own self-centered ideas.
而不是靠着我们自己的自我中心的想法。
But we are not only filled with his spirit,
我们不单
we are led by his spirit.
我们不单要被圣灵充满，还要被圣灵引导。
Last night, a name kept coming to me, Ananias.
昨天晚上主就把一个名字放在我的心里，就是亚拿尼亚。
You remember the story of St. Paul?
你记得这保罗的故事？
I think we all know it's Acts chapter 9.
我们都知道在使徒行传第九章。
And Paul saw that great light, Jesus, he never forgot it. He is the light of the world.
因为保罗他看见了那个大光，他从此不会忘记，基督就是世上的光。
It was so brilliant that he was blinded by it.
但是那个光这么的强，他眼睛都瞎了。
Someone once told me that they saw the Lord and it was like electricity. It was like when an electric wire bursts out as a telephone operator up on a pole. He saw this light so great it was when he saw Jesus.
有一个人曾经跟我说他遇见了耶稣，当时那个光呢就这么的强，好像那些电话公司的工人在那个电线杆上工作的时候，有的时候会有那个电发出电的火花，就是那种很强的火花那亮。
The light that came out of Saul, the light of Jesus.
当扫罗就是保罗他看见光的时候就是那么的强。
And for 3 days he was blind.
这三天之久他眼睛瞎了。
But I thought of how many of you would name your son Ananias?
但是我就在想，哦，我们中间有多少人呢，会为他的孩子取名叫亚拿尼亚呢？
We never heard of him until we read chapter 9 of Acts.
因为我们从来没有听过他，直到我们读《使徒行传》第九章。
But he was someone who was filled with the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
但是他是一个被耶稣基督的灵充满的人。
Oh, if we turn to Acts 9, we'll read verse 10 of the book of Acts. There was a certain disciple at Damascus called Ananias. And to him, the Lord called him. He said, Here I am, Lord.
使徒行传第九章第十节，当下在大马士革有一个门徒名叫亚拿尼亚，主在异象中对他说：“亚拿尼亚。”他说：“主，我在这。”
That's exactly where Saul wanted to go to arrest the Christians, Damascus.
他在的地方，大马士革，就是扫罗他要去捉拿基督徒的地方。
Paul didn't know it, but that's where God led him. Paul didn't know him, but God directed him to that city.
保罗不知道，但是其实这是神的带领，要把他带到大马士革。
The Lord already had a plan because he had a servant there in Damascus named Ananias.
因为主已经有了一个计划，在大马士革，他有一个门徒名叫亚拿尼亚。
And the Lord appeared to Ananias in this vision and told him about going to pray and lay hands on Saul.
但是神就在异象中对亚拿尼亚，显现，叫他去为扫罗按手祷告。
Well, Ananias was afraid. He said, Lord, I've heard so much about this man.
但是亚拿尼亚很害怕，他说：“主啊，我听见他很多的事。”
He's come and to do harm here.
因为他是要来苦害你的圣徒。
And the chief priests are right behind him.
而且这祭司长呢，是给了他权柄的。
But the Lord spoke to his servant Ananias and said, Go.
但是主对亚拿尼亚说：“你只管去。”
He's a chosen vessel of mine. I'll show him how much he's going to have to suffer.
他是我所拣选的器皿，而且他要为我的名受许多的苦难。
And you know the rest of the story. He obeyed. He went and he prayed for him. He called him Brother Saul.
那我们知道亚拿尼亚就顺服去了，他为扫罗按手祷告，而且称他为兄弟保罗。
The Lord appeared to you on the road to Damascus.
他说：“兄弟扫罗，在你来的路上向你显现的主。”
And he sent me to pray for you that you might receive your sight.
就是耶稣，他打发我来叫你能看见。
And the scales fell off of Saul's eyes, and he was completely healed.
扫罗的眼睛上好像有灵立刻掉下来，他就能看见。
You don't hear many sermons about Ananias, but we've heard all types of sermons on the Apostle Paul's.
我们听见很多的人讲到讲保罗，但是很少人讲亚拿尼亚。
He was a great vessel. Look at all of those books that he wrote.
保罗他是一个大神所重用的大器皿，他写了这么多卷书卷。
But God had another vessel full of light, and that was Ananias.
但是神有另外一个器皿是充满了光的，那就是亚拿尼亚。
Later on in chapter 9, we read about other men that we don't know their names.
那在使徒行传第九章，我们还有读到其他的人是我们不知名的。
They're the ones that held on to that basket and put it over the wall.
那些人呢？他们把保罗放在篮子里。
They put Saul in the basket when they were coming to kill Saul.
因为他们当他们听见有人要来，杀扫罗的时候，他们就把扫罗放在筐子里，把他从城墙上垂下去。
The Jews plotted to kill him. They watched the gate day and night, just waiting to catch him.
因为当时犹太人商议要杀扫罗呢，他们就昼夜看守城门。
But some of Jesus's followers held on to that rope, put him in the basket, and let him down in the night.
当时一些基督徒，他们就在夜间用筐子把扫罗从城墙上垂下去。
So God makes use of great people like Paul.
所以神可以用一些大器皿，像保罗。
And maybe some of our teachers, we could call them great servants of God.
有些我们当中的老师们，我们可以称他
More
们。
than ever, our teachers are being led to different parts of the world.
有些我们当中的老师被主差到全世界去，那我们可以称他们为大的器皿。
They've heard the call of God to spread the light.
他们听见主的呼召，要把这个光传出去。
And that's really what happened on Pentecost. It was marvelous. They were filled with the Spirit of God.
这也就是在五旬节的时候发生的事，他们被圣灵充满。
And they rejoiced in being all gathered together in Jerusalem.
他们在耶路撒冷聚集，充满了喜乐。
But then arose affliction and trial and trouble.
然后就开始了各样的逼迫。
God allowed it because he scattered them.
神许可这些逼迫来到，因为他们就会被分散到各处。
Our God is a big God.
因为我们的神是一位大神，
He has great desires. It's for the whole world.
他有一个大的计划、大的心愿，因为这是为着全世界的。
Oh, he's so magnanimous in his love for the world.
因为他的心是这么大，他爱全世界。
He wants to win all the world to himself.
他希望为自己得着全世界的人。
But he has to have vessels, and we've learned and studied and taught on being empty vessels.
但是他希望得着器皿，我们都学习到，也都教导，我们需要成为倒空的器皿，
And we can sit down and be proud of our emptiness.
我们很可能就坐下来，为我们自己被倒空而感觉骄傲。
But that's not the end. Lord wants to fill us with the Holy Spirit.
但是这被倒空不是这个
He
目标，
wants us to
而
have
是要被充
more.
满。
He wants the light to shine all over the world.
因为他希望他的光能够在全世界被看见。
In these closing days of time, he's wanting to use you to spread the light.
在这个末世的时候，他希望借着你把这个光传出去。
Maybe you don't have to travel anywhere. Ananias didn't have to travel anywhere.
或许你不需要到很远的地方，亚拿尼亚就没有到很远的地方。
It was in his hometown. God gave him a vision. Go pray for Saul.
他就是在他自己住的家乡，神叫他去为保罗祷告，
And he obeyed.
而他顺服了。
Oh, how wonderful that he went in obedience.
何等的美好，他顺服了，也去了，
He already called Saul his brother.
而且他叫称呼他兄弟扫罗。
And the scales fell off of Saul's eyes.
然后他的眼睛就好像有鳞片掉下来，他就可以看见。
And the Lord got his will done.
神的旨意因此而成就。
We need not think of ourselves as being useless.
所以我们不要想自己是无用的。
Yes, you're all leaders, but maybe some of your 小 group feel useless。
是的，我们都是小组长，都是做领袖的。或许我们当中觉得有些的小组好像没什么用。
God doesn't make any vessel that he cannot use。
但是神从来没有制作他的器皿而不用的。
We have to be willing to be led by his spirit。
我们必须愿意被圣灵引导。
We have to say, Yes, Lord, what would you have me to do?
我们必须跟主说，是的，主啊，你要我做什么？
Maybe I'm just one of those that hold on to the basket as Paul is inside of it.
或许我们就是那些门徒中其中一个，就是把扫罗放在筐子里，把它垂下去。
It doesn't matter if he's called us to do great things or small things.
不管他呼召我们去做大事还是小事。
He wants to fill us with his light.
他希望把他的光照
He wants
充满
to come
在我
and
们里
live
面。
out his life again in you.
他希望再一次的从他的光从我们里面活出来。
I think of Pastor Lai and how she has had a blessing witnessing to the grocery store near her.
我就想起来赖牧师他分享了他有幸向他周围市场的店员传福音。
She could have stayed away from it. It's too noisy down there and too much commotion.
或许赖牧师会觉得他大可以快快的离开，因为那边很吵杂。
But the Lord led her to go anyway.
但是圣灵带领他去了，
And let Jesus shine out of her.
然后让主耶稣从他里面活出来。
If we would have our eyes open to see there's many hurting people.
愿主开我们的眼睛，让我们看见周围有多少受伤的人。
They are weary and they're exhausted.
他们疲倦了，他们软弱了。
Maybe it's someone in your own family.
或许就是在我们的家里。
The Lord wants to speak to you and say, Go. Give them a word of encouragement.
或许主就会对你说去，对他们说一些鼓励的话。
That's his purpose, that our light shines wherever he places us.
这就是他的旨意，他希望我们不管在哪里，这个光都能够被活出来，照出来。
The light of Jesus.
因为这是耶稣的光。
We're praying for one pastor going into a difficult area of the country.
我们正在为一位牧者祷告，他要去一个很艰难的地方。
And some have gathered around him to go with him.
有些人呢就跟他聚集在一起，有些人要跟他一起
And
去。
we're believing the light to shine in a dark place.
我们相信光要借着他们在黑暗的地方照出来。
The last Asian trip I took and was the last one Pastor Chow and Sister Nancy took.
我最后一次去亚洲是跟着周牧师、周师母一起去的。
It was a hard area.
那是一个蛮艰难的地方。
Very little response.
很少有人有什么反应。
It was difficult.
感觉很困难。
We had some trials there that were serious.
而且在那个地方我们也受到了一些的困难。
When I got on the plane to go home, I was very ill.
当我上飞机要回来的时候，我感觉身体很软弱，生病了。
And the Lord prepared a place for me to rest during flights with Pastor Ruth Goh.
在回程的路上，主给我在飞机上有一个休息的地方。我当时跟郭牧师一起。
But now, the door is opening again, and we're believing this is the day of the Lord is made.
但是现在呢，这个门又打开了，我们相信这是 主的日子。
And we are praying that the light of Jesus will shine out of everyone that's going.
所以我们就祷告，愿主的光从要去的弟兄姐妹每一个人身上发出来。
We don't have to go to a different country. We can practice right here at home.
我们也不一定需要到外国去，我们可以就在自己的本城居住的地方。
There are people you meet all through the day, service people, or just in your shopping, that you can let your light shine.
我们每天会遇见很多的人，有一些是服务员，有一些是我们在购物的时候，我们都可以让我们的光照出来。
Let Jesus shine out of you.
让耶稣从我们里面发光出来。
That's why he called us the light of the world.
这就是为什么他称我们为世上的光。
He said it in faith because Peter and James and John were not at all representing Christ during his lifetime.
他其实当他说我们是世上的光的时候，他是平心而说的，因为他的门徒彼得、雅各、约翰在耶稣未死之前，并没有真正可以代表耶稣。
They had left their nets and fishes and their family.
他们放下了他们的打鱼的渔网和离开了他们的家人。
But like us, they had a big hindrance, their own self-life.
但是就像我们一样，他们的老我成为他们里面最大的拦阻。
That's why Jesus spent those extra 40 days with them after he was resurrected.
这就是为什么当耶稣复活以后，他又与他们同在了40天之久。
He opened their eyes and their understanding.
他开了他们的眼睛，给他们悟性。
He told them what Pastor Chavez told all of us. Wait, wait for the promise of the Father.
他告诉他们，就跟周牧师告诉我们的一样，说你们要等，等候那从上头来的。
It only took 10 days for their waiting.
他们一共等了十天。
When God saw they were ready on the day of Pentecost, he filled them with his Spirit.
五旬节那天，当天父看见他们已经预备好了，他们就被圣灵充满。
What a change!
这是何等大的改变。
They went about the whole world declaring Christ Jesus.
他们就到全世界来宣扬耶稣基督。
Yes, I was reading in a history book about Ananias this morning.
今天早晨
I saw it's recorded that he was also slain.
今天早晨我读了一下亚拿尼亚他的历史，我发现他同样也是被杀。
He was one of the martyrs.
他列在殉道者之一。
He gave his life for Jesus.
他把他的生命献给耶稣。
One by one, we see in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, how they were persecuted, how they were stoned, how they suffered.
一个一个在希伯来书第十一章，我们看见这些殉道者，他们被逼迫，他们被石头打死。
They didn't live for their own comfort and ease.
他们并没有为着他们自己的舒适而活。
They were not only filled with His Spirit, they were led by His Spirit.
他们不但被圣灵充满，也被圣灵引导。
Even though it meant death to many of them.
对许多人来说，被圣灵引导的结局可能是被杀。
They knew there would be a resurrection.
但是他们知道，他们将要复活。
God was preparing them to rule and reign with him.
神 预备他们，拣选他们将来可以与他一同作王。
Oh, when he comes, will he find us serving him that way?
哦，当主再回来的时候，他会不会看见我们也是这样忠心地服侍他？
Are we doing his will in the daily life?
是不是我们在每一天的生活里面都照着他的旨意行？
There's opportunity. We still have a couple weeks before the new year to make a fuller surrender.
在新年之前，我们还有两个多礼拜，让我们完全的来向他降服。
We can pray. Here am I, Lord. Send me today.
我们可以跟主祷告，主啊，我在这里，今天就差遣我。
I might just meet the mailman at the door with a smile, and God bless you.
或许我今天就会看见来送信的邮差，我就对他微笑说：“愿神祝福你。”
Or I may show the courtesy of Christ at the grocery store.
或许我在买菜的时候，就对他们很有礼貌。
Or I may be praying for someone the Lord puts on my heart.
或许我会为主放在我心中有负担的某些人祷告。
That they will come into the victory Jesus has for them.
让他们可以得着基督所为他们赢得的得胜。
That he'll dry every tear.
他会擦干一切。
He'll dry their tears.
他会擦干一切的眼泪。
And he will become joyful in their lives.
让主耶稣成为他们心中的喜乐。
Oh, there are so many opportunities to serve him.
我们其实有很多的机会可以服侍主。
All of us enjoy sitting alone in his presence.
我们都喜欢坐在主耶稣的脚前与他独处。
But there is where he wants to put on our hearts what he would have us to do.
但是在那里他也会把他要我们做的事放在我们心里。
He gave Ananias a vision.
他给了亚拿尼亚一个意象。
I think he gave those men that held the basket that contained Paul, he gave them a prompting to help.
我相信他也在那些把扫罗放在筐子里垂下去的那些人心中有感动，催促他们要这样做。
So, as we see Jesus, let's remember that he is the light and he wants us to be light.
当我们看见耶稣的时候，我们要记得他是那个光，而且他要我们成为那个光。
I enjoyed being with you so long, I forgot to look at the time.
我实在太喜欢跟你们分享了，我都忘了看时间。
I'm not sure the teacher's time to pray.
其实这是我们祷告的时间了。
Pastor Hong Lian, I see you here.
凤莲牧师，我看见你了。
And all of the teachers, could they all pray?
我们可不可以邀请老师们祷告
？All those pastor la, pastor Ruth, good, praise the Lord.
王牧师，赖牧师
，So good to see all of you.
很高兴看见你们大家。
And there's Pastor Lin.
还有林牧师。
Please take your liberty and pray. Sorry.
请老师们自由的祷告。
亲爱的耶稣，我们的主。我们要为今天玛莎牧师所跟我们分享的信息来向主献上感恩。主，我们知道我们不但要见这光，也要见证这光，我们也要成为这光的传递者。主，我们感谢你，我们不看自己是多么的微小，但有主的同在，我们就是主的光在我们身上。 荣耀地发展出来。谢谢主耶稣，赞美主，让我们都成为这光，也都为这光来见证，因为这光就是主耶稣，照亮这世界，也照亮我们每一个人的生命。若失去这个光，我们就黑暗了。我们活着不要再是自我为中心，来让这光亲自在生命中掌权柄。谢谢主，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。
阿们。哦，哈利路亚，主啊，我们感谢你。主啊，我们谢谢你是世界的光。你说跟随你的就不在黑暗里走，我们就得着这光。主啊，你的光充满我们。主啊，只有我们一直的仰望你，一直的住在你的里面，你的光就一直在我们的里面越来越彰显。哦，你的荣耀充满我们。主啊，我们祷告，主啊，你一直的充满我们。我们求你帮助我们每一位，让我们的生命一直充满你的光。主啊，不止充满你的光，主啊，因为你要使用我们这些的器皿。主啊，当我们被你的光充满，主啊，我们的光在我们身上的光就可以照亮别人。主啊，帮助我们。主啊，我们知道这个外面有许多流离失所的人，受伤害的人，不认识你的人，没有光的人。主啊，帮助我们也把这个光哦传扬出去。主啊，让我们到每一个地方，我们就是那个光，我们就是那个照亮黑暗的光。就如耶稣来到人间，他就是照亮这世界的光。主啊，帮助我们每一位，我们可以传福音，我们可以哦成为别人的光，照亮别人的光。哦，主啊，在这个圣诞夜里头，主啊，很多人都要来认识你，很多人都要来得着你，帮助我们。无论我们到哪里，我们都可以把光分享出去。主啊，我们谢谢你，因为除你以外，我们不能再靠别的得着这个光。你就是我们的光，我们感谢你，也就是我们的荣耀。哦，我们把一切的荣耀都归给你，谢谢你提醒我们，借着玛莎牧师的话语所分享你的话语，哦，帮助我们。主啊，让我们看见我们的使命，看见我们被充满的目的，看见我们哦要被对付，然后改变，然后才成为别人的祝福，别人的帮助。主啊，谢谢你祝福线上的每一位家人，我们都是这样能够成为别人的祝福，把光带给每一位需要光的人。我们感谢你，主啊，感谢祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。阿们。
阿们。主耶稣，我们感谢你，赞美你，谢谢你今天晚上接受玛莎牧师再一次提醒我们，我们不只是要被圣灵充满，我们要被圣灵来引导。说啊，当圣灵住在我们里面，他就是要来引导我们。所以说让我们对圣灵的引导能够敏锐，无论他带领我们去做什么，不管大不管小，主要让我们都 立刻顺服。主啊，让我们倒空也是为了要来被你充满，要来做你倒空的器皿，可以把你的光传出去。也许我们只是一颗星星，或者是一个小灯笼，哪怕我们一辈子只帮助过一个人、两个人，但是这几个人可以是后来被神大大使用，远远超过我们的。主啊，那我们也算尽了责任，也顺服了神。主耶稣，让我们真的是您能够明白你的心意，能够知道你有伟大的计划。我们不一定需要去完全了解这个计划，但是我们是在这个计划中一个小小的器皿，在某一个时候可以起某一个作用。不管我是小组长，我是同工，我是老师，我是牧者，主啊，主啊，我们的责任就是随时随刻知道你的心意，听到你的差遣，我们就马上顺服。不管远处近处，只要你说叫我们做的，我们就顺服。主啊，我们这个就是与你同工，是何等荣耀的差事。我们感谢你，我们赞美你，赞美你。主耶稣，帮助我们，帮助我们每一位。我们有些现在是小组长，有些是牧者。主耶稣，无论我们做的是什么，你让我们能够成为光，照亮你送到我们身边的每一个某一个人。谢谢主，祷告奉耶稣基督圣名祈求，阿们，
阿们。哦，主耶稣，谢谢今晚借着马萨牧师的信息再度提醒我们，你就是我们里面的生命的光，照亮无魂的黑暗，并让我们的魂、灵魂、与魂都被你照亮。主啊，这光要不断的制作我们，献上每一个你所招来的同工，就是你的仆人们。主啊，使我们在你这光的引导和光照之下，不断的被更新，成为一个能够反照你生命荣光的器皿，让你的生命之光再从我们的身上再活出来，照亮这幽暗的大地。其实现在我们只是一个小小的蜡烛的光，我们也努力为主发光，努力为主耶稣所托付给我们的使命而努力的站住。哈利路亚，你必须使这光满溢，成为一个生命的大光，来照亮周围的人。而我们求主，你常常的拿生命的光来照亮我们的魂的深处，使我们的魂常在你光的引导和温暖热里头。主啊，使我们的生命这样渐渐的成为一个也能够反照你荣光的、你荣耀的器皿。哈利路亚，将祝福在线上每一个蒙召的主的仆人，祷告奉主的名求，阿们，
阿们。
Amen, amen. Go into all the world and shine for Jesus.
去到世上每一个角落为耶稣发光。
Merry Christmas.
大家圣诞节快乐。
Shine for Jesus.
我们都来为耶稣发光。
Merry Christmas.
圣诞快乐。
Thank you. Oh Jesus, we thank you.
Oh, 耶稣，我们感谢你。
We thank you that we are all your empty vessels.
我们感谢你，我们都是你倒空的器皿。
We want to be filled with your Holy Spirit.
我们希望被你的圣灵充满。
I pray for every leader that you will baptize them afresh in your Spirit.
我为每一个做领袖的祷告，你要为他们临近。
Lord, this is their Christmas present from you.
让这个受临近成为你给他们的圣诞礼物。
You want to fill each one of the leaders with your Holy Spirit.
因为你想要用你的灵充满每一个做领袖的。
You paid the price that they may be given this gift.
因为你已经付了代价，他们可以得着这个礼物。
It's your own spirit.
这是你自己的灵。
Your very self.
你的自己。
You said, I will pour out my spirit upon you.
因为你说你要把你的灵充满。
And Lord, that's our desire. Each teacher, each coordinator, each leader.
这是我们的盼望，每一位老师，每一位联络人，每一个小组长。
We open our hearts, Lord.
我们都把我们的心向你敞开。
You will give us our Christmas gift from you.
你要给我们一个从你来的圣诞礼物。
More of yourself.
更多的你自己，更多的你自己。
That we may hear your voice more clearly.
我们可以更清楚地听见你的声音。
And we will be led by your dear hand.
我们可以被你的圣手引导。
Each one.
每一位。
For your glory.
为了你的荣耀。
Amen.
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 Love you. Love you.
爱你们，爱你们大家。
He has a gift for you, Pastor Lin.
他有一个礼物要给你，林牧师。
God go with you.
神与你们同去。
Thank you.
I'm Pastor Kong Leon, your helper.
孟莲牧师，我的好帮手。
And Pastor Ruth has a new group coming.
那个郭牧师有一个新的团队要来了。
And Pastor Lai cover you all with her prayers.
赖牧师他为我们大家祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.